This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A judge has delayed a decision on whether the alleged King Supers shooter can stand trial. A state mental hospital said last week that the alleged gunman was now mentally competent to be tried. His lawyer has challenged that finding. The judge will hold a hearing to determine if the suspect charged with killing 10 people in 2021 is mentally competent. A piece of the USS Arizona arrived in Colorado yesterday. It's in honor of 32 Coloradans whose bodies remain inside the ship after Pearl Harbor. At the Colorado Freedom Memorial in Aurora, sailors opened a flag-draped box to reveal a rusted section of beam from the vessel that sank during the attack. Air Force Master Sergeant Carlin Leslie watched.
This is a way to recover those individuals, to bring them back to the state of Colorado. It's the most dignified transfer that they may ever get in their entire lives. It's a relic of what they served for and what they represented for our American freedom.
The artifact will be on public display occasionally at the Freedom Memorial. An entire wild horse herd is set to be rounded up by the Bureau of Land Management. The agency says the horse's habitat is unsustainable. CPR's Tom Hess reports.
All of the estimated 122 horses of the West Douglas herd will be captured and sent to a holding facility near Canyon City. The herd will be the first animals sent there since an outbreak of equine influenza killed more than 140 wild horses at the facility last year. BLM spokesperson Brittany Sprout says new measures are in place.
Since the incident last year, we had increased our staffing, so we're going to try to vaccinate the horses as they come in.
Land managers say the West Douglas herd area is unfit for wild horses due to food and water scarcity. Tom Hess, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.